愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天早上想跟大家一起来学习主耶稣怜悯众人。
This morning we'd like to study the topic Jesus had compassion on the multitudes.
我们来看马可福音第六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
第六章三十四节
Mark 6 verse 34
耶稣出来见有许多人就怜悯他们因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般于是开口教训他们许多的道理
Mark 6:34 And Jesus when he came out saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd so he began to teach them many things
在前面一段圣经里面记载主耶稣打算到旷野去休息休息
Prior to the statement we had recorded that Jesus was planning to go into the wilderness to rest
因为有很多的工作他不但没有休息连吃饭都没有时间了
Because there was so much work to be done that he didn't have time to rest or even have his meal.
有好多人在主耶稣还没有到这个湖的对岸他们就已经跑到那里去等他。
But before Lord Jesus even went to the other side of the sea, there were many multitudes that ran over there and already waited for Jesus to come.
那三十四节说耶稣看见他们就怜悯他们
And it records here in verse 34 that when Jesus saw them, he had compassion for them.
所以主耶稣也没有顾得吃饭跟休息，就开口教训许多他们许多的道理。
And so even though Lord Jesus did not have any time to rest or to eat, he immediately started to teach them again.
这个故事让我们想到服事的动力在哪里。
This story reminds us what is the motivation behind our service.
今天我们在教会服侍神那个动力在哪里
What is the power behind our motive to work to serve the Lord?
主耶稣成为人来地上，他给我们留下一个榜样。
When Lord Jesus came into this world, he left an example for us to follow.
他服侍神，到处传福音。
He served God and he preached everywhere he went.
圣经说因为他怜悯众人
And it's because the Bible records of his compassion for the multitudes.
这个是我们服侍神的一个动力
And this is our motivating force behind why we serve God today.
就是对人的怜悯
It is the compassion that we have for others.
如果我们只有外在的服侍但是我们的内心对人没有感受这个服侍变成一种形式
If today we serve,But without compassion in our heart, then that service is futile.
那这个服事变成很表面。
Then this type of service is very superficial.
那这样的服事就很难有什么结果。
Then this type of service will not bear much fruit.
因为圣经说神就是爱。
Because the Bible records that God is love.
我们服事神的对象其实就是人。
The one that we serve, it is other people.
因为所有的工作到最后结论就是两个工作。
Because at the end of our works, there is only two conclusions.
一个是传福音，把人带来让他得救。
Two objectives. One is to preach the gospel and save more souls.
另外一个是牧养神的羊。
And the other objective is to pastor or to nourish the sheep.
让他的灵性能够成长。
So that their spirit will continue to grow.
到最后有主耶稣的样式。
So they can conform to the image of Christ.
所有教会的圣工，直接间接都是在支持这两个圣工。
So all sacred work boils down to these two main functions.
那这两个圣工的对象就是人。
And the objective of both of these functions is people.
那主耶稣看到周围的人。
And when the Lord Jesus viewed the multitudes around him,
他就怜悯他们。
Lord Jesus had compassion on them.
所谓怜悯就是他们很可怜。
Because he felt that they were very pitiful.
那为什么主耶稣看到他们会很可怜？
Why is it that the Lord Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw them?
因为我们在看一个人呢、啊，有很多各种不同的角度。
Because when we view a person, there's many aspects for us to view them.
比方说，一个医生在看一个人，那就要看哎，他身体是不是很健康。
For example, a doctor would view a patient to see if this person is healthy or not.
哦，那一个科学家在看一个人啊，他就要想这一个人的人体的构造是什么。
And when a scientist looks at a human body, he's going to try to understand the anatomy or the functions of the body.
哦，那在普通人在看一个人啊，艺术家在看一个人，就看这个人长得是不是美。
And if there was an artist viewing a person, he's going to look at how beautiful this person might be born.
啊，但是主耶稣看人啊，他是站在神的观点来看人。
By the way, Lord Jesus looked at people. He's standing at the viewpoint of God.
啊，这个观点是更超越的观点。
And this viewpoint is a viewpoint that transcends the world.
啊，所以这里说他们好像羊没有牧人一般。
And so, in his viewpoint, these people were like sheep without a shepherd.
哦，羊就是代表周围的人。
And the sheep represents the people around us.
哦，牧人就是代表神。
And the shepherd represents God himself.
所以主耶稣用当时最容易了解的一个比喻来描写当时的人。
And so Lord Jesus used the most simplest example that he could use to compare what it was like.
就是羊没有牧人。
It is the sheep without a shepherd.
那这样当然是很可怜了。
And so this is in fact very pitiful.
羊没有牧人，第一个啊，没有人能够带领他们到青草地上。
A sheep that has no shepherd would not have anyone to guide them to the green grass.
如果有豺狼来，没有人能够保护他们。
And if there is a wolf, there is no one to protect them.
如果受伤了，没有人能够医治包裹他们。
If they are wounded, there is no one to heal their injury and bound their wounds.
如果走迷了路，没有人能够带领他们回来。
If the sheep becomes lost, there is no one to go back and bring them back to the right direction.
所以羊没有牧人，这是可怜的。
And so a sheep without shepherd is in fact very pitiful.
那当时的人在神看起来就是羊没有牧人。
And so during that time, in a viewpoint of Jesus, they're like sheep without a shepherd.
所以现在人的可怜不是物质上。
And so the pitifulness of people today is not that they lack material things.
现在人的可怜是因为他不认识神。
The pity of the people today is that they do not know God.
或者说，虽然他认识神，其实他的生活是没有神的。
Even if they profess to know Jesus Christ, in their lives they do not act as if they know Him.
那这样的生活是可怜的。
And this type of lifestyle is to be pitied.
因为他走迷了路，没有人能够带他回来。
Because they have lost their direction and there is no one to bring them back.
什么叫做迷路？
And what does it mean to lose their direction?
迷路就是有一个固定的目标，你找不到那个目标就迷路了。
It means that you have lost sight of your goal. You do not know where you're going.
现在人的可怜就是他人生的目标根本就找不到。
Many people today do not know what their goal in life is.
绝大部分的人问他说：“到底你人生在追求什么？”
Most people, if you ask them, "What is the purpose or what is your pursuit in this life?"
有短程的目标，但是没有长程的目标。
There may be temporary, short-term goals, but there is no long-term, far-reaching goal.
更谈不上有永恒的目标。
And there is no eternal goals.
因为大部分人觉得我今天死了就结束了。
Because most people think that once they pass away, that is the conclusion of all matter.
所以人的目标就是放在今天。
And so their eyes are focused on the things of this world at this time.
活着就是要快乐。
If I live, it is for joy.
这就是我的目标。
It is to enjoy my life. This is my purpose in life.
那从圣经这个永恒神的国度来看，这个是可怜的。
And so from the perspective of God, from an everlasting viewpoint, this is to be pitied.
因为人活着没有明天。
Because when a person lives, there is no tomorrow.
没有永恒，没有未来。
There is no perspective of eternity, and there is no perspective of coming life.
当然这是可怜的。
And so this is to be pitied.
这是一种赌博。
This is a gamble in your lives.
如果有天国。
If there in fact is heaven.
我今天没有拜神。
And if I do not worship the one true God,
我死的那一天，我就全盘都输掉了。
Then when I die, I have lost the entire game.
但是如果没有神，
And today, if I do not have God,
我今天来拜神,
and yet I come to worship God,
心灵有喜乐,
I will have joy and peace in my heart.
那我们死的也没有损失什么,
then when we pass away, we have not lost anything.
所以人如果没有找到神, 这是可怜的,
and so if today, if a person has not found Lord Jesus, then this is something to be pitied.
我们来看诗篇的90篇,
let's turn to Psalm 90.
当摩西在描写人的可怜, 他提到最重要的一点,
when Moses was describing the vanity of man, he mentioned something.
诗篇的90篇,
Psalms 90,
第七节,
verse 7,
我们因你的怒气而消灭, 因你的愤怒而惊慌, 第八节,
verse 8,
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前, 将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光中, 第九节,
verse 9,
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下, 我们度尽了年岁, 好像一声叹息。
Psalm 90, verse 7, for we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. Verse 8, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. Verse 9, for all our days have passed away in your wrath, we finish our years like a sigh.
这里说我们的罪孽都在神的面前。
Here it states that all our iniquities are spread before God.
我们的隐恶, 就是连我们自己也不知道, 或者在暗中所犯的, 在神的面光中, 没有办法逃避。
Here it says our secret sins, those are the sins that we may not even know ourselves, or things that we have committed in dark secret, they are open in the light of God's countenance.
因此我们活着的日子都在神的震怒之下。
And therefore our days have passed away under the wrath of God.
这是人生的真相。
And this is the true reality of a person's life.
所以当时的人, 因为不懂得道理,
if a person does not know the word of God,
好像一头羊已经走迷了路,
it is like a sheep that has lost his way.
从主耶稣看起来这是可怜的,
and this is very pitiful in the sight of Lord Jesus.
曾经有一个门徒来问主耶稣,
once there were a disciple that came to ask Jesus a question,
说求你让我回去埋葬我的父亲, 我来跟从你。
Please let me bury my father, and then I will come and follow you.
主耶稣说, 任凭死人埋葬死人。
And how did Jesus reply? He said, let the dead bury the dead.
你来跟从我。
You follow me.
我们以为人死了就没有事情。
And we think that when people die, then that is the end.
但是主耶稣说有两种死人。
But Lord Jesus mentioned there's two kinds of dead.
第一种是肉体死, 他都要被人埋葬。
One kind of dead is those who are physically dead. They need to be buried.
第二个是去埋葬那肉体死的那个人也是死人。
The second type of dead is those who are going to bury the physically dead. They also are dead spiritually.
那他会去埋葬死人, 他怎么是死人呢?
Why is it that how can a dead go bury the dead?
不过他肉体是活着, 他的灵是死的。
Because they are alive physically, but their spirit is dead.
就是跟神没有关系。
Because they are disconnected from the life of God.
那这种人是可怜的。
And this type of person is to be pitied.
那这种人在哪里?
And where are these people?
到处都是。
They are all around us today.
你走出教会里面所看到的都是死人。
Once you walk out of this church, everyone you see are the walking dead.
所以为什么主耶稣看到众人, 他会产生一种怜悯?
And so why is it that when Jesus see the multitudes, he could have such compassion?
不错,物质活得很好。
Of course, they may live very well materially.
但是你是活在神的愤怒之中。
But they live under the wrath of God.
不错,肉体活得很健康。
Of course, they may be very healthy physically.
但是灵性你是死的。
But in their souls, they're dead.
死就是没有价值。
With meaning that they have no value in the sight of God.
死就是没有盼望。
When they're dead, they have no hope.
所以这是可怜。
And this is to be pitied.
所以主耶稣看到众人, 怜悯他们。
And so Lord Jesus had a perspective of having mercy on these souls.
今天我们要服侍神。
Today, when we are ready to serve the Lord,
这种怜悯的心是一种必要的条件。
We must have this heart of compassion.
使我们的服侍能够变成很真实。
So that our service to him may be very genuine.
真的会感动神, 也会感动。
So our service may touch the heart of God and touch the heart of others.
以色列百姓拜偶像,
when the Israelites are bowing down before idols,
神打算把他们全部都灭掉。
God wanted to eliminate them from the face of the earth.
因为十诫里面最严重的不是第七诫。
Because the greatest sin in the Ten Commandments was not the sin of adultery.
十诫里面最严重的是第二诫。
The most important one is Second Commandment, which is a violation of idol worship.
这就是拜偶像。
And that is idol worship.
拜偶像是属灵的淫乱。
When someone worships idol, it is committing spiritual adultery.
是对神存在的否定。
And this is a denial of the existence and sovereignty of God.
把荣耀归给偶像。
And this is to give all glory to the idols.
是直接对神一种羞辱。
This is a despise or rebellion against God.
所以神打算全部都把他们消灭。
And so in doing so, God wanted to eliminate them.
那现在怎么办？
And so what should they do?
摩西需要在神面前求神来改变他的决定。
So Moses, as a servant of God, stood in a gap to plead for the people's lives before the Lord.
但是一个这么渺小的人，怎么去改变这么伟大的神？
But how does a person so minuscule, like Moses, be able to plead for all the people in front of God?
我们看摩西怎么祷告。
How did Moses pray?
神啊，求你把我的名字从生命册抹掉。
He prayed like this. He said, Lord.Blot my name out of the book of life.
如果这样你能够赦免以色列百姓，我也愿意。
If in exchange for this you're able to save the Israelites, then I'm willing.
当人用这么大的爱在祷告的时候，神就感动了。
When a person uses such love and compassion to pray to God, then God will be moved.
所以他祷告了40天，神就改变他的心。
And so when he prayed for 40 days, he was able to change the heart of God.
神就不毁灭他们。
And so God chose not to destroy the Israelites.
可见当一个人被神的怜悯所充满的时候，那个时候的祷告是会感动神的。
And so if a person is filled with the mercy of God, such prayers can touch the heart of God.
尼希米从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
And when Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem from Babylon,
他看到圣殿被拆毁。
When he saw the temple was in ruins,
圣城被火焚烧。
And the holy city was ruined.
他就在神面前悲哀哭泣几天。
He knelt in front of God, crying in despair before God.
求神怜悯。
For several days, asking and pleading for mercy from God.
那个圣殿就是教会。
And that temple today represents our church.
因为尼希米被神的爱充满。
Because Nehemiah was filled with the love of God.
所以他哭泣。
And so he cried.
他祷告。
He prayed.
结果就有一只看不见的手啊，施恩在帮助他。
And there was an invisible hand that came and aided him in rebuilding the wall.
所以我们今天服侍神，内心要有神的怜悯，这是非常重要。
And so today it is indispensable for us to have such heart of compassion when we serve the Lord.
这样我们每一个服侍都是从心里面的最深处做出来的。
So that every service, every action we do, it is coming from our deepest and most genuine part of our heart.
主耶稣要交代彼得一件事情。
And when Lord Jesus was about to tell Peter to do something, he asked him,
你爱我吗？
He asked Peter, do you love me?
彼得说我爱。
And Peter replied, yes, I love you, Lord.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Lord Jesus asked him, do you love me more than this?
这些是什么？
What are all these?
很多不同的解释。
We can explain in many ways.
但是这一些就是指主耶稣以外的东西。
All these represents all the things outside the realm of Jesus.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Lord Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than all these things?
彼得的回答是肯定的。
And Peter's answer was the affirmative yes.
主耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
And so Jesus said, please feed my sheep.
所以今天我们在教会里面服侍神。
And so today, when we serve the Lord in a church,
神也要问我们,
God would also ask us the same question.
你爱我比爱你自己更深吗?
Do you love them more than you love yourself?
你爱我比你所爱的事情更深吗?
Do you love me more than the things and the possessions that you have today?
如果我们的回答是肯定的,
If our answer is affirmative yes,
我们的服侍是能够感动神的。
Then our service can be touching to the Lord.
我们回来看第六章。
Let's turn back to
Mark 第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来，见有许多人，就怜悯他们，他们好像羊没有牧人，于是开口教训他们许多的道理。 这里说主耶稣开口教训他们许多的道理。
Jesus came out and saw the multitude was moved with compassion, so he began to teach them many things.
因为道理是光。
When he taught them, because the word of God has light.
人明白了道理。 人就活在光明当中。
Once a person understands the truth, they can live in the light.
他每一件事情就能够看得很清楚。
Many things will become very clear in their eyes.
如果一个人不明白道理,
if a person lacks understanding of the truth,
从属灵上来讲, 他就是活在黑暗里面。
From a spiritual perspective, they are living in darkness.
就看不清楚。
They cannot see things clearly.
人生就会迷失。
Then they will become lost in the direction of life.
价值观就搞不清楚。
Their value system will be confused.
因为在黑暗里面。
Because they walk in darkness.
什么是最宝贵不重要的, 看不清楚。
They can't tell what is the most precious thing in their lives.
所以第一个, 主耶稣就教训他们许多的道理。
And so the first thing that Lord Jesus took was to teach them the truth.
也通过的道理让我们认识神。
It is through this truth that we're able to come to know God.
如果我们只追求神的恩典,
if we only seek after the blessings of God,
但是我们不懂得道理,
but we do not know the truth,
虽然体会到很多神的恩典,
and even if we experience many of the Lord's wondrous miracles or blessings,
但是以后遇到困难, 还是会离开神,
but one day when we meet a tribulation, we may depart from God,
因为我们只认识神的恩典,
because we only know His blessings,
我们不认识神,
we do not know Him personally,
但是如果我们通过道理对神有认识,
but through the word of God, we can come to know God intimately.
我们知道神给我们任何一个恩典都比不上神本身。
Then we'll understand that every blessing of grace we receive is nothing compared to really knowing Christ.
那我们就不会离开神。
Then we will never leave the Lord.
所以主耶稣啊, 教训他们许多的道理。
And so Lord Jesus taught them many teachings.
因此我们在教会里面, 我们是传福音。
And so today, when we're in a church, we preach the gospel.
那神有很多神迹奇事来证明这个道理。
And God will use many miracles and signs to affirm the gospel we preach.
我们不是传神迹。
We are not preaching miracles.
因为神迹是救肉体。
Because miracles are to help our physical flesh.
但是道理能够救我们的灵魂。
But the word of God will be able to save our eternal souls.
因此在这里, 主耶稣, 讲道理给他们听。
And so here, Lord Jesus shared the truth with them.
这是第一点, 主耶稣怜悯他们, 讲道理给他们听。
This is the first point. Out of his compassion, he taught them the truth.
好, 我们现在回来看第六章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 6.
36节。
Verse 36.
请叫众人散开, 他们好往四面的村庄去, 自己买什么吃。 37节。
Verse 37.
41节。Verse 41。耶稣拿起五个饼两条鱼，望天祝福，擘开饼给门徒，摆在众人面前。他们把那两个鱼分给众人吃。从37节到44节，主耶稣变饼给门徒吃。From
verse 37 to 44, Lord Jesus multiplied the loaves of bread and fish for people to eat.
在主耶稣讲道理给他们听以后,
so after Lord Jesus first shared with them the word of God, then he multiplied bread and fish to feed the multitudes. And so we can see that God was taking care, Lord Jesus was taking care of their physical needs. So Lord Jesus not only loved our souls, but he also loved our bodies.
他不只给我们来世的盼望,
he not only will give us the hope of eternal life, he will also give us hope of daily needs.
所以在讲完道理, 听完道理以后, 主耶稣就变饼给他们吃。
And so after they had listened to the word of God, they received the food that Jesus provided for them.
所以今天很多的人, 啊, 对生活有很多的忧虑。
Many people today are bothered by many of the worries of this life.
比方说在这个社会里面, 有时候我们会失业。
For example, sometimes we may lose our jobs.
那失业生活就没有来源了。
And then we will lose our source of income.
啊，所以人会有很多的忧虑。
And so we may have a lot of anxieties. 啊，
但是我们来寻找神。
But when we come to the Lord,
不一定会很富有，但是生活的需要，神会供给。
And Lord does not promise that we will be rich, but He does promise that whatever our daily needs are, He will provide them for us.
所以这里啊，主耶稣变饼给他们吃。
And so this is why Jesus multiplied the fish and loaves for the people.
在路加福音第五章里面。
In Luke chapter 5.
好，我们看路加福音第五章。
Can turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章的第五节。
Verse 5.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我们就下网。”第六节
，verse 6,
他们下网就圈住许多的鱼。
Verse 5, Luke chapter 5, verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Verse 6. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
主耶稣还没有，彼得还没有遇到耶稣以前呢，抓不到鱼。
Before Peter met Jesus, he could not catch any fish.
但是后来在听耶稣讲道。
But after Peter heard the word of God,
啊，听完之后，主耶稣就跟他讲，你就下网捕鱼。
And after he heard the word of God, Lord Jesus instructed him to cast down the nets.
就抓住了好多的鱼。
And they caught so many fish that their net was breaking.
哦，网好像快要裂开了。
Their net was about to break.
这就是神的供给。
This is the provision of God.
所以我们一个人找到了神之后，
So after we have found Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就对我们生活的需要没有忧虑。
Our God and Savior, we should have no more worries about our lives.
因为神怜悯我们，他会看顾我们的需要。
Because God has mercy on us, and He will take care of everyday needs.
有时候我们回头过去看我们过去信仰的经历，
Sometimes when we look back at our journey of faith,
我们发现很多的困难神都帮我们解决。
Now there, we find that there are a lot of problems or troubles that God has led us through.
我们再往前看，我们就不会太害怕。
And so when we look forward, we should not be worried.
因为我们拜的神没有改变。
Because the God that we worship has not changed.
我们最怕是我们对神的态度改变。
What we are most afraid of is that our attitudes to God change.
如果我们对神没有改变，神的恩典会继续常与我们同在。
If our attitude and fear of God continue to be the same, then we will not change, and God's way to us will not change either.
那主耶稣变饼的另外一个意思。
And another reason why Lord Jesus multiplied the bread and fish
主耶稣说我就是生命之粮
was to let people know that He is the bread of life.
到我这里来的不饿也不渴
Those that come to me shall not thirst, they shall not hunger.
所以主耶稣要给我们满足除了这个物质上的需要之外更重要是心灵上
And so besides the satisfaction of our physical needs, God wants to satisfy the hunger and thirst of our souls.
今天有太多的人物质活得很好，但是心灵很空虚。
Many people today may enjoy the best of life, yet their hearts are empty.
所以他们醉酒用 drug, 用各种不同的方法去寻找刺激。
And so they'll use pleasures and drugs or anything or drinking to satisfy their emptiness.
主耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And so Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
所以我们来到神的面前。
And when we come to the presence of God,
来寻找他。
To search for Him.
我们的内心就会得到满足。
Then our heart shall be satisfied.
这是主耶稣怜悯我们做的第二件事情。
Because of His mercy that He has done the second thing.
就是变饼给我们吃。
Which is to multiply the bread.
物质的饼还有他本身就是生命之粮。
For us, which is the physical bread and a spiritual bread.
我们再回来看第六章，马可第六章。
Turn back to Mark chapter 6.
五十六节。
Verse 56.
凡耶稣所到的地方，或村中，或乡间，他们将病人放在街上，求耶稣容摸他们的衣裳，凡摸着的就好了。
Mark 6:56, wherever he entered into villages, cities, or in the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well.
这里说耶稣医他们的病。
Here records that Jesus healed their sicknesses.
就是解决他们的困难。
Lord Jesus resolved their problems.
所以我们在教会里面，差不多主耶稣所行过的神迹，在教会都有。
And so in this church today, every miracle that has been recorded in the Bible has been duplicated in our church as well.
因为主耶稣还活在我们当中。
Because Lord Jesus lives in this church today.
所以只要我们凭着信心来触摸他。
And so with our faith, if we touch him in faith,
他的能力就会发出来。
Then his power shall be manifested to us.
我们就可以体会到他丰盛的恩典。
Then we can experience his bountiful grace.
这是主怜悯我们的第三点。
And this is the third way that God has shown compassion on us.
那个病又代表什么？属灵上。
What does the illnesses represent spiritually?
那个病就是代表罪。
And that illness represents the illness of sin.
有的人身体好好的。
Some people may be well physically.
都很健康啊。
And they're very healthy.
心里面有病。
But they have sickness in their soul.
什么病？
What kind of sickness?
罪。
That is a sickness of sin.
罪是一种力量，一种权势在捆绑它。
And sin is a power in itself. It is bond, gives bondage in our hearts.
所知道的善行不出来。
It is the good that we cannot do.
所知道的恶一直去做。
But the evil we know should not be done. We continue to do it.
这是病。
And this is a sickness.
这个病没有办法医的。
And this sickness cannot be healed.
罪在里面，谁能够医？
If a sin is reigning in your hearts, who can heal your heart?
一直来到主的面前。
Only when we humbly come before the Lord.
神就给我们能力。
Then Lord Jesus will give us that power.
圣灵给我们能力。
That Holy Spirit will give us, liberate us.
让我们这个罪的罪性把它致死。
So that we can overcome and kill the sinful nature.
那这个罪性死了，我们就自由了。
And once the sinful nature has been overcome, we shall be free.
所以这个守道不是很困难的。
And then when we keep the word of God, it should not be difficult.
不是因为你不能做啊，你很想做，你不能做，很痛苦。
It is not that we have struggled with daily pain in not being able to walk and overcome sin.
罪性死了，你就觉得你根本就不想做。
Once our sinful nature has been eliminated, then we have no desire to do it anymore.
那行道就很简单。
And then it will be easy to walk and obey God's commands.
主耶稣怜悯众人。
And so when God had compassion on these multitudes,
他做三件事情。
He did three things.
第一个。
Number one,
教训他们许多的道理。
He gave them his word and truth.
第二个。
Two,
便饼给他们吃。
He fed them with the bread of life.
第三个。
Number three,
医他们的病。
He healed their diseases.
今天我们需要传福音。
Today we need to preach.
因为太多人是神所怜悯的。
Because there are too many people that God has mercy upon.
十月底我们有灵恩布道会。
At the end of October, we will have our semi-annual spiritual convocation.
我们算一算，还有十一个礼拜。
We have 11 weeks left.
这个十一个礼拜，我们要做两件事情。
There are two things we must do during this 11 weeks.
第一个。
The first thing.
我们每一个人要用怜悯的心带慕道者来。
We must use a heart of love and mercy to bring others to the church.
我们现在每个月的第一个礼拜五就是布道会。
From now on, every first Friday of the month is our evangelical service on Friday evenings.
那我们礼拜四的这个查经啊，有很多的慕道朋友来。
And our Thursday morning Bible study, we have a lot of visitors.
这都是好机会。
These are all good opportunities for us to preach.
说每一个礼拜来教会的时候，就想我要带谁来。
Every week when we come to the church, we should think, who can we bring to church?
这是第一件事情，每一个礼拜要做。
So this is the first thing that we remember, always bring someone to offer to God every week.
第二个。
Second.
我们每一个礼拜来为教会祷告。
Every week we should come to pray for the Lord.
我们从10:15 to 45在教会有半个钟头的祷告会。
Every Saturday from 10:15 to 10:45, we have prayer together.
我们大家都知道，有时候慕道者可以带来，但是他能不能信，你没有办法控制。
We all understand that sometimes when we bring people, unless God opens their heart, we don't know if they'll stay.
所以我们需要祷告。
So we must pray more.
因为能够让他信的是神。
Because the only one who can open their eyes is God.
如果神的能力在我们当中运行。
If God's power is moving among us.
我们常常发现，请一个叫一个人来信主不是这么困难的。
Then we'll realize that Trying to save a soul is not so hard. Because it is God doing the work. And so with 11 weeks remaining, we must diligently pursue and do the work that we are meant to do.
那这样啊, 我们就会看到神在带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
And we will see the blessing and the guidance of God in our spiritual convocation.
好, 我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
254首。
254.